Even though we mentioned the four situations that are brought down in the Sukkim of Tehillim that require Hoidor, which is going across the ocean, desert, person who was sick, person who was in jail. Who are the Levisha Nasa Lanes Moy She Nofal of Khoisil? Something which was dangerous happened to him, a wall fell on him, or he was attacked by an ox. Oisha Omerlov, Ve'ir Adir Tofu, a lion came against him. Oim Ganovim Boy, Loi, Mshoid, the lion, Elisimem. Ganovim came into his house, middle of the night. All these are life-threatening situations. Kulam Shrikh Levach HaGoyim Heh. Yeshoimim, Shem Evoch, Magoyim Heh, Lahani, Avodachim, Yotay Levach, Loi, Yoshim, Amarcho. There's those that say, you make a Goyim Heh only on these four, and therefore, according to the opinion of the Mechaber, if it's not one of these four things, you should make the Goyim with Hashem Machos. We mentioned before, the concept of saying a Brocha with Hashem Machos, even though it's not a Brocha, it still is a praise. It's a Brocha of Sheva Chayidot. Yeah. The Ma'isa, we passed in that Lav Dafka these four things to make a Goyim on any situation that's life-threatening. And what about has to be life-threatening? Because the God that knocked on your door and decided not to come in, you don't have to make it. Thank Hashem that he changed his mind in the last minute. But it has to be matzah that there was a sakonim. It's a nogeh to soldiers to come back from the front lines. So they only stay the sakonim. So when do they make the hakonim? They make it every day. They can't stay the sakonim. The thing over here, if the war is going on, they definitely make a brach. Some place can say that they're still in, they just go over for, come home for a day or two and they go back and they wait till they finish the service. Because they're still in that state. Like we said many times, that this concept of being made to believe, Hashem Shema Malchus, a good thing every morning, maybe two times a day, we should be made, and they should be made to this. They did it, Moshe Shem is still alive. Reish Chav, Tefal, Tareach Eloi, Menafshe Agum Olo, a person who saw a dream, and it's causing him a hard state. He feels bad about that dream. It doesn't even have to be something that he dreamt and he was shot or something. Something that for some reason feels uncomfortable about the dream. Then he tibeno the apit lost the rechimele. He should find three people that love him. He's on good terms with and they should make his atavus halom. The name of chav atavus hazoi, lem vapayu. And he should say, chav atavus hazoi, I saw a good dream. The lem ino, they should say, tavul atavul hazoi. That's a good dream. And that makes it a good dream. All types of different opinions, how many times you have to say these things. Number one, this group brings it to mitzvah to be a part of these three people, to do chesed, for somebody else making calm down. Even on Shabbos, you'll have to make this at Tavos Chalons to calm down. So this group brings that this Tavos Lehevi is part of the Nusuf, and it's a continuous Shim Zivnim Lizvim, and you're supposed to say three times, just like by Hathoros and Zorim, say three times. Some people say you're supposed to say seven times. And at the end of the Tavos, they should say, Leif Echol Lach Mecha B'Simcha, should say the Leif Toif. Go home, eat your bread in a happy mood, and drink what you have to drink also, but hardly. If somebody had a bad dream on a friend, and the person that had a dream should fast, sometimes the fact that he dreamt something bad about his friend is a sign, something for him. The bottom line, nowadays, we do not fast on Chalomus. There's another Eitzah. We have these two Eitzahs, either Eitzah of the Chalomus Chalom. Or it says that the chalom goal is by the one who played to the chalom, the person who tells you what the chalom meant. So if you find a wise person who has a good heart, no matter what you dream, you find good things in that. If you dream that person dies, it's a horror is going to die. You can be a bigger tzaddik. Like I said, most dreams today are not really dreams. Generally, that's the thing that the person was thinking before he got the chalom. Siv beis yofe tainis v'batul chaloyim rak ish l'na'oyim. The person has a bad dream. One of the things that really works, like fire burns up fibers, is to fast that day. If he says no, it's not enough to fast, it's to do tshuva also. So he's saying the fasting is like a kovan. The kovan has tshuva, it's not a kovan. Maisa, Mishabu says it's not a chiyuv. Once it's bakasha. He said there are other ways to do it. Nowadays that people are weaker, it's recommended to find somebody that's not a chaloyim. Fast and most of the Chalonim today are not real Chalonim.